views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today, we're going to talk about the clearing negative energy and how we do it. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, before we talk about the process of clearing, why is the clearing so important?
Because emotions are energies.
Hmm.
And because they're a thing, they build up. And as they build up, they need to be cleared.
Okay, I want you to repeat again. What's the most important point about this?
That emotions are energies, you know, and everything that goes wrong in our life usually is because of emotions. It's not because of logic, you know. that rarely happens. To think about that, the only time, you know, whether it's relationships, money, health, you know, there's all these emotions.
Everyday life
is at the source. Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, isn't what we do kind of a radical idea, Jason?
It is. Okay. You know, we've been taught to say, "Oh, if you talk about your feelings, then you can get rid of them, or express them, or relieve the stress of those feelings." And as intuitives who can see the energy of those feelings, we see that that's not the case.
So let me make sure that this is clear. What you're saying is talking about your emotions does not get rid of them.
Sometimes it can get rid of a little bit, one or two times. But to talk about your emotions over and over sometimes make that energy of those emotions worse.
Okay.
You know, and everyone has the ability to perceive the buildup of those negative energies, but our intuition, which perceives that buildup of negative energy, is broken and blocked because of programming, and that's epidemic in our culture today.
Hmm.
Our go-to is always some form of programming where you don't listen to your essence and you numb it out.
Okay, so you know that buildup that happens. I've experienced this one myself, and I do quite often, is that when you start clearing on a regular basis, it just feels so good, you know, and I see it. It's because you're not stuck in those emotions.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we'll answer another question here then. What about the intangible concepts? What do you mean by intangibles, Jason?
Intangibles, people struggle to understand this. It's pretty easy to understand that your anger and fear, hate, bitterness, those are emotions and those can be cleared.
Okay.
But there's a lot of intangibles, let me give you some examples.
Okay.
My favorite sister-in-law was here a few minutes ago, and she was talking about being clumsy or klutzy. And we were talking about how that's an energy, and that can be cleared.
Oh.
Most of us believe that if we're clumsy or whatever, then it's just part of who we are. It's part of our genetics, you know?
Okay.
It's not true. It's an energy.
Okay.
And it can be cleared. Some other examples, for example, are rules.
Right.
We have these rules about how things are supposed to be. Patricia reminded me of a time that I suggested to, we were out to dinner and I suggested that we have dessert first. And the person we have dinner with was
well, her mouth dropped open. And she was like, "What? I can't do that." And he said, right across the table, "Why not?" And she said, "Well, because you're not supposed to. That's not the way it's supposed to be."
And there are so many rules that we have for ourselves mm-hmm. that keep us from moving forward in a way that's positive for us. Beliefs are okay. also in that category. Okay. We're not a victim to our beliefs. You know, we can change those with clearing because they're energy.
Okay.
Compulsions. Mm. If you've ever lived with someone who's obsessive or compulsive, you know,
it can drive you crazy.
You know, we've dealt with a lot of couples, and compulsions of the partner are usually
one of the biggest things. Mm-hmm. What about bad luck, Jason?
We think that's like being clumsy is something that's just part of us, but bad luck is an energy. Mm-hmm. Being likable, you know, how some people are just likable and some people are just no matter what they say, people just take offense to it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an energy and it can be cleared.
Hmm.
I see new people on television, you know, local newscasters and weather people. And sometimes, you know, I'm amazed at how a lot of them lack charm, real charm. And that
authentic
charm. And that can be developed by clearing negative energy. Your taste. Oh, that's a big one. When we talk about diet, people say, "Oh, I have, I hate this food and I love this food," and that's just the way it is.
Right.
But your tastes can change,
okay,
and they can be cleared. They're energies.
Okay. Well, what about negative behaviors and addictions, things like that?
Again, intangibles, but negative behaviors can be changed. Addictions, mm-hmm. You know, that's not a thing. But it's we see it as an energy that right. can be cleared.
Okay. What about common sense or judgment or lack of judgment?
You know, we see that the less negative energy you have attached to your essence, the better your judgment is. Huh. And I think that's because we're more attached to the sources of real truth in our life. And that's why our judgment gets better. Common sense is just a form of practical energy. Mm-hmm. And if it's not there, it's usually because it's blocked. And well, that's an energy that can be cleared.
Well, and here's another one. I do know the answer to this one, everyone, but still I'm going to say, Jason, what about a sense of direction?
Oh, my mom, she we've noticed this. It's almost funny.
Well, we laugh at it.
You know, it's... her sense of direction is 100% absolutely wrong every single time. So if you leave it up to her, it's not like it's just random. Like half the time she goes the right direction, half the time she goes. If she can choose the one way or the other, the fork in the road, she always chooses the wrong one. And that's an energy.
Exactly. Although we admit it does entertain us. We admit. All right. Tell me about medical conditions, Jason.
You know, the ones that traditional medicine has the biggest problem with.
And I'm sorry. I want to remind everyone, we're talking about the clearing and what the clearing can help you with and what the clearing can affect in a very easy way.
Yes. Depression, okay. Obsessive compulsion disorder, OCD, mm-hmm. all the alphabet.
ADD, letters. ADHD.
Yes. All the learning disabilities, for example, those are energies. Those can be cleared. Okay. Headaches, migraines, vertigo, dizziness.
Okay.
Those are usually deep-seated. All those things that we just mentioned are deep-seated, but they're energies and they can be cleared.
Okay. This next statement that he is going to make, I'm going to let him make this. This is one of the biggest things most people don't get.
That all medical conditions always start with negative energies connected to a person.
One more time, Jason. So it's really important.
Say all medical conditions always start with negative energies connected to a person. Huh. That's the mind-body connection. Everybody talks about it, but no one really understands it.
Right.
You know, it's this negative energy that starts with unhealthy conditions. And we always just treat the external manifestation of that negative energy.
Right.
You know, clearing for the first time, that's what's so exciting about clearing. It allows you to go to the root.
Right away.
Because clearing can be very, very specific.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, I do know this one, Jason. All medical conditions are made better with the clearing, and recovery, such as from an operation or a procedure, is always better as well because it removes negative energy that has been attached to whatever that medical condition was.
It's that negative energy that keeps you from good outcomes.
Exactly.
You know, even incurable diseases, you know, can be helped with clearing.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we've worked with many different people in all of this.
Here's one of the big ones that most people don't understand. A lot of times when you try and use alternative medicine and traditional medicine together, both of them will object because, you know, one hurts the other. Clearing is non-toxic and doesn't conflict with any alternative or traditional medical procedures.
Okay.
And it's amazing. It's very, very powerful, and it doesn't conflict with any of those.
And by the way, Jason and I have used the clearing for all of the above, so to speak. We have done for ourselves and, of course, others. So, Jason, am I correct? All situations can be changed by changing the energy.
This is part where we've been talking about the ecosystem approach for a long time, but it's an ecosystem approach is basically an energy approach to life.
Okay.
Because an energy is the major aspect of your ecosystem.
Ah, okay. And we're going to talk more about that. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Emotions are energies that build up and can be cleared. Mm-hmm. Intangible concepts are energies and can be cleared and developed.
Okay.
Clearing can change the outcome of any and every situation.
Hmm.
And all medical conditions always start with negative energies connected to a person.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about some frequently asked questions and funny situations around clearing. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about frequently asked questions and funny situations around the clearing. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason. What is the most common question we get asked about the clearing?
One of the things that most of our clients tell us, and we've been doing this for a long time, 20 years apiece, is that, it only works when you do it with me.
Meaning Patricia and Jason, you.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course, that's not true.
Right.
You know, everybody can clear themselves. A lot of times people are clearing something that's really deep,
right?
So they might not get an immediate response. Sometimes they're so numb, they can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, because we've been doing this longer and we've removed a lot of our own negative energy, we're very effective at helping other people
right.
get to theirs. And part of that effectiveness is the fact that we're more specific. You know,
correct.
Most people don't really understand what's in their way, and they come to us to get the specific language, and then they can really go crazy.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, I'm curious, what is your favorite thing about the clearing, Jason?
You know, I got to say, my favorite is the portability. In other words, it's like having a tool in my toolbox that I don't have to carry around with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see all these movies where someone goes to a foreign country and all of a sudden they find themselves in this dark prison, you know, like being sent to a Turkish prison or something, or, you know, whatever it is. And the truth is that no matter what your circumstances
or where you are,
you can use clearing to help yourself get to a better place.
Okay.
And especially in difficult situations, it's perfect because it's always with you.
Yes. Well, I like to think of it as what I just put you're going to hear about the processor. I put the processor in my pocket, and meaning it's imaginary, but I still do that. That's the garbage can that you all know. I basically put it in my pocket and I use it everywhere I go, everywhere.
So Patricia, what's your favorite thing about the clearing?
Well, it's of course me being me. It's my emotions. What do you mean by that, Patricia? Oh, thanks for asking, Jason. The bottom line is that I have a lot of emotions. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. And the bottom line is that the clearing has enabled me to remove my negative emotions that get in my way, that keep me from actually who I am. And all of the things that I am, meaning I'm not just Jason's wife and I'm not just our children's mother. I am so much more than all of that. And the clearing has helped me be me.
Well, and that's very elaborate. I would say that just in basic terms, your moods and emotions are no longer your nemesis.
Uh-huh, exactly. Well said. See, but because I wasn't looking out that from that direction, or I wasn't looking in from that direction. Jason, what are some of the frequently asked questions that are misconceptions?
Well, one of the big ones that we always get, it's a question, how long does it take? And the frame of that is always the problem, because if you were a machine and you take your car in to get fixed, for example, you ask your mechanic, how long does it take? And usually if he knows what's wrong or has an idea what's wrong, he's got a pretty good idea how long it's going to take, because the fix is always the same for every single car. And
but I'm not a machine, Jason.
You're not a machine, and we're all individual. Mm-hmm. And it's more analogous to an ecosystem. You know, if your garden's been decimated because of drought 1 year, how long does it take you to get back to normal? Well, that depends on the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. That depends on the damage. On the damage.
Right.
On the other factors that are involved, you know? And an ecosystem takes its own time to get back to a better place.
Exactly. Okay.
So another one. Here's another one.
Okay.
What if I clear the wrong thing?
Oh,
you know, yeah. People, again, it's kind of like you think of thinking like a machine. I have to replace the exact right part. But first of all, it won't hurt you. If you clear the absolute wrong thing, it won't hurt you. But chances are the thing that you clear is at least 10, 15, 20% accurate. So all that means it won't be as effective as if you get it really close.
Well, here's another one that I get all the time. What if I can't see or I can't visualize the negative energy that I'm clearing? I can't see it go into the processor or garbage can. I mean, Jason, what about that one?
That's just more negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would clear, and this is where clearing is so amazing because it's very specific.
Right.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can hit the processor when I blow the negative energy into it, or the barrier so I can remove the processor opening so it's huge.
Make it bigger and it collects all my stuff.
Collects all my stuff so I never miss.
Well, and there's one other one that I use. I always tell people, remember, your intention matters here. And if you're intending by using the clearing to remove negative energy from you, I guarantee you that's a great thing to do.
Well, and typically if the negative energy isn't going into the processor, that's because there's negative energy that doesn't want that to happen.
Yes.
Doesn't want to be removed. It doesn't want to be resolved.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
That's not a bad thing. You just clear it.
Well, and you know, here's another one that I hear. Well, you know, we have to do this, this, and this. And so people say, well, that's just a mechanical process. Well, not exactly.
And, you know, this is a biggie where clearing works whether you believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require, you know, we've seen this in some sort of religious doctrine. You know, if things aren't working, if you're trying to apply spiritual rules and it's not working, it's because you don't believe enough. You don't have enough faith.
Mm-hmm.
And this process doesn't require faith. It works whether you believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
Because energy is real,
right?
And it works at your direction.
Okay. And well, here's one of the other big ones is that you have to be respectful, reverent, or in an altered state to do the clearing. When the truth is, no, that's not the truth.
Well, most people think that when you're dealing with intangibles or energy,
right,
whether it's emotions and things like that, it's all owned by churches and religions. And that's not the case. Mm. This is, we call it all the time that this process is secular. It doesn't conflict with anybody's religion.
Right.
But people think that if they're working with energy, they're working in the spiritual dimension, and that all has to do with some sort of religious dogma. And that's not true at all.
Right.
It doesn't matter what religion you are, what your beliefs are. This works.
Okay. So I have one more in there, and we're going to get to some stories, which is great. I've heard this more than once. Well, the clearing, it worked 3 days ago, but it's not working now. And, you know, it's like eating a good meal a week ago, but I'm hungry now, you know.
We think that if we clear negative emotions and we get to a better place, that feeling should last with us forever. And we're not machines. That's not the way it works. We're in this constant state of flux where this negative energy is coming upon us And we always have to clear it. So we say clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, that's why.
Exactly.
You know, you would never say, oh, I ate a good meal. And then a week later, say, well, that meal wasn't very good. I'm hungry now. You know, it's energy is the same way. You just have to do it all the time because exactly. That's the way it's set up.
All right, Jason, you've got a couple of really good stories for us.
Well, there was one time that I was asked, this one person was given a session with me by a relative because of her aunt, and it was known by everybody around her that it was a pretty abusive relationship. So this person, this relative of her, wanted to help her to get out of this situation. So we started, you know, I just talked to her. She knew about the appointment, and I started doing a little bit of clearing, and she said, I can't do this. She hung up on me. And it's clear that there's negative energy. You know, we're afraid of negative energy.
Everybody, yes.
That leads me to my next story, okay?
Okay.
We've often worked with other mediums, psychics, clairvoyants, whatever. And this guy came to us who'd been working in this field for a long time. And he was referred to us by a relative. And he came, but he didn't want me to work on him because it would unleash evil that was attached to him.
That's what he said.
On me. And this evil was so high, this was so elevated, so lofty in the spiritual dimensions that I couldn't even see it, but it would attach to me and there was nothing I could do about it.
And Jason, what was your reaction to that?
You know, I didn't laugh openly, but I told him that that's not true. It's not what I see at all. That he wanted to be special,
mm-hmm.
You know, he's still a human being and he wanted to be special. And his idea of being special was this dark energy, but it was this dark energy had no special power other than he used it as a crutch because it kept him from going and doing some of the things he wanted to do. You know, clearing, sometimes people are afraid that if you start doing clearing, it'll unleash something really dark within you.
Right.
And the truth is, yeah. But so what? It's not that big a deal.
And we don't need to be afraid of it.
We don't need to be afraid of it. Right. We have more power than any dark energy.
Exactly.
The only power that dark energy has, and one is if you believe it, and we can clear that.
Mm-hmm.
And two is in the fact that there's so much of it. It's not smart. It's not shrewd. It doesn't, you know, it does seem to find our weaknesses, but it's not, you know, once it does, it's like does the same thing over and over and over again. It's not that shrewd. So you can easily figure it out and then just clear it.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Clearing always works whether you believe it or not.
Okay.
And whether you feel it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Clearing is very forgiving, never harmful, non-toxic, and effective for all areas of life.
Love that.
Clearing makes sense when you see yourself as an ecosystem, but doesn't make sense as if you see yourself as a machine.
Ah.
Clearing is an amazing tool that's completely portable and can be used in any situation.
Absolutely love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of clearing process. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about the nuts and bolts, or in this segment, we're talking about the nuts and bolts of the clearing process. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, so everyone, normally in this segment, we tell people how to clear, but today we're going to do a deep dive into the process of clearing. And so, Jason, what is the most important thing to remember about all of this?
That you don't have to be a precision machine to do clearing. You can play it fast and loose. You can play with it, get comfortable with it, and using it in different situations.
Mm-hmm. And have fun with it.
Exactly.
Have fun with it. All right. So, Jason, let's explain the words we use and what we're saying, what it means in what we're saying.
And by the way, everyone, you know, these words are listed in our newsletter. If you're a subscriber, you know that every week we send you clearings to use that are connected with the topic. But if you're not a subscriber, stay tuned. And in our next segment, we're going to tell you how to subscribe to our free newsletter. Okay.
All right. I love that. All right. So, Jason.
So the first phrase is I direct all my resources and resources. So this is like calling a group to attention. You know, I use the example, we were at a family function yesterday and everybody talks and no one listens. So if you ever want to make an announcement to the group, you have to call them and say, hey, everybody, listen up, you know.
Well, and I want you to know, he wasn't talking about my family, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. And so so that's what we're doing. We're saying, hey, listen up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the next phrase is in all dimensions. And this is like an address. You're telling that all the resources that you have at your disposal to connect, and this includes what some people call guides, angels, and other energies that you might use in all dimensions. You're saying, hey, everybody, listen up.
Listen up. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter if you don't believe that you have guides and angels. It doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Just, yes. You know, you say the words.
Exactly.
And then to eliminate. And that's a verb. And it's very direct and straightforward. We use it a lot. I guess you could use other verbs, but it's We don't want any ambiguity there. These negative emotions, we're not going to make friends with them. We're not going to do anything else but just eliminate them.
Well, and the other thing is the verb is, which of course means action.
Yes.
And, and to eliminate whatever the energy is, such as anger, hate, hurt, whatever. And just understand that your intentions here matter.
Yes. And I guess that what I like about eliminate is that it allows you to be very specific.
Uh-huh.
You know, some people use energy techniques to center themselves. Well, the problem is that's not very specific. You know, if you can clear something like, I want to choke the living bejesus out of my sister. You know, that's very specific. That's a very specific feeling, wanting to choke and to eliminate. That's very strong. So, you know.
He's not talking about my sisters, I'm sure of it.
So, you know, one of the best things about clearing is that you can use it very specifically.
Right. We love that. So, and there's a few other things that we say as well.
Well, one of his veils and illusions, you know, those are energies. If we have a hard time seeing a certain concept, we clear the veils and illusions.
Okay.
Often you hear us talk about clearing the barriers. Well, if we're trying to get to a certain place, we're trying to change our behavior and act in a different way, there are usually barriers to that, and those are energies, and we clear those.
Exactly.
And then, Patricia, you use this one.
Okay. Which is, you mean to activate life force?
No, the borders, boundaries, and barriers.
I use borders, boundaries, and barriers, and it really defines, for me, when I'm working with someone, it helps define where the energies are, meaning if there's a border, okay, so that means it's not quite, you know, directly on the person, but it's still affecting the person. You know, boundaries, what does that mean? Boundaries, that means that, especially in like false beliefs, we've been given boundaries about how far we can go or how much we're allowed to deal with. You know what? This is you. You have the right to change your energy. You have the right to go forward in your life. And this is one of the things that really helps do that. So I do one other thing, and I do this more than Jason does, but I activate life force energy. And life force, what is it?
Well, it's an energy that is the difference between a bunch of chemicals, which we are, and being alive and conscious. Mm-hmm. And that's life force. And it's an amazing energy. It's healing. It feels good. It makes you happy.
Right.
And
it's very satisfying.
Typically, when we're clearing negative, we're clearing the negative energy, and we want to replace it with something that's more positive.
Right. I often, when I look at someone, I will often see gaps in them, so to speak. And that's one of the reasons I started using life force, because I wanted to make sure that where we took negative energy out, we were going to help put positive energy back in. And because we're all a whole, as in, you know, not H-O-L-E, but W-H-O-L-E, we're all whole in who we are. And when we remove negative energy, it can leave gaps. So put in that life force. Put in God's energy.
Now, a lot of people just want to use life force, and that doesn't work either, because it's the negative stuff that causes problems in our life.
Exactly.
So,
all right, and Jason, I mentioned it, but I really want you to help explain the processor.
Well, if you understand that energy can't be eliminated, really.
Killed. Yeah.
We're clearing the negative aspect of energy, but the energy itself stays. And so it's we call it a processor, because it goes in the top.
When you remove negative energy, it goes in the top.
It gets processed, mm-hmm. and then it comes out the front in a neutral way. Energy can be neutral with no negative or positive charge. It can just be neutral. And that's very effective. Mm-hmm. You know, I always use the sewage metaphor, and Patricia never likes that. You know, she thinks it's inappropriate, but it's so good. Like, you know, you could have the sewer running into a treatment plant, and at the end of that process, that sewer treatment process, it can be drinkable water. And that's basically what the processor does with negative energy, and it works. Now, we've heard people say, well, I'm going to send it to the end of the universe. Well, I don't know where that is, and it's still, that's still a place, and it's going to build up.
Right.
Green fire, I don't know what that is. And I know that there are a lot of things out there. There's a lot of these symbols that have double meanings, different motives attached to them.
Okay.
We've been using the processor for 20 years, and we know that this process works. People mm-hmm. want to change it. They want to modify it. Just play around with using it. Don't try and modify it, because we know this works.
Right.
You can trust it. It's simple. It's easy. It's portable. It's effective, and it's specific. You can do it. You can use it for everything. There's no reason to change it or modify it try and fix it anyway. Just try and use it effectively. And that, I can vouch for that for both Patricia and I. You know, we're going to take our lifetime using it more and more effectively.
Exactly. And by the way, we have had so much fun doing it. It sounds a little crazy maybe to some, but you know, Jason and I laugh every single day. We make it it's not like a thing that we make it a point to do. We just do. And it's because we clear individually, and we clear together.
When things aren't right in our relationship or in our life, we clear it.
Which happens because we're human.
And it's energy.
Yes.
But we have a solution. Most yes. people just, they try and run from it. They numb out from it. They right. try and ignore it. They try and act like it's not there.
Or they try and do whatever the negative energy wants them to do, thinking appeasing it.
Yes.
You know, and that definitely doesn't work. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Clearing is an easy, forgiving process that anyone can do.
Okay.
It's completely portable. It can be used in any situation.
Mm-hmm.
Our process works, and we strongly suggest you use this method because it's tried and true.
Correct.
And our clearing allows you to work with energy in a very specific way, which allows you to have the greatest power.
Love that. So, you know, Jason, let's just take one second and explain to people how the energy works and how to use it by using the processor.
Well, when you direct your negative energy, you know, and to eliminate any doubt that I have that this works, mm-hmm. just pour that doubt in your mind's eye into that processor.
Okay.
Oh, and you know, one of the things I want to say is if you want to see a picture of the processor, it was on our website at www.livinglighter.org, and it's right next to the clearing. We always have a little image next to the topic, and you can see a picture of the processor right there.
Okay,
and
love it.
And Patricia painted that, and it's because we created this processor. It doesn't exist in the physical dimension,
okay.
but it's real. And she used her mind's eye to draw a picture of it. So it's
with a little
neat.
Help from Jason, I yeah. admit. So, okay. So we're going to use our intention and put all the negative energies that we're talking about into the processor / garbage can. And then when we're done with that, we're going to move on to the next one. When we're finished, we're going to activate life force energy, which is the most positive energy that anyone has access to. We're going to let it go down through the top of our head, all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. We use breathing through the whole thing, and it just makes it nice and easy. So stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you get started to do some clearing on a regular basis. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
T tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you get started to do some clearing on a regular basis. Jason?
Here we go. Remember the words we used before? I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the benefit of using clearing every day. So in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up those veils and illusions in your body and blow them into the processor. You know, one of the things we didn't mention in the last segment is that the breathing connects us from the non-physical dimension to the physical dimension.
Mm. And that, you know, we just take that for granted.
We do. And it helps eliminate the gap.
I love that.
So here's the next one. And to eliminate the barriers. And remember, this is a barrier. It's an intangible, but it's an energy. So I can do clearing every day for my benefit. So gather up those barriers in your body. Take a gentle breath and blow it into the processor. And oh, by the way, if you use a bigger breath, it doesn't clear more energy. So don't make yourself
hyperventilating. Yeah, no hyperventilating. Okay. So and the next one is, and to eliminate the barriers so I can clear the intangibles in my life for my benefit. Take a nice breath, easy, and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see intangibles are energies and I don't have to be a victim to them ever again. Take a breath,
and to eliminate all my limitations, rules, and insecurities that keep me from clearing on a regular basis, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that I have to be a victim to my feelings and moods.
Take a breath.
Yes. And you're gathering up that false belief, which is an intangible, but it's an energy.
And by the way, anybody who's doing the clearing out there, especially, well, with us right now, but at any time you're doing the clearing and you start yawning, I'd like you to know that that is huge amounts of energy that you're removing, negative energy that you're removing. And it is amazing. Be happy with yourself. Don't think you're tired or bored. That's what that's all about. And moving right along. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the clearing is effective for all medical conditions. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearing is very forgiving and it's never harmful or toxic. So those veils and illusions, which is a false belief, gather those all up, blow it into the processor.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can use the ecosystem approach model for clearing because it's what? Tried and true.
Yes.
True.
No, true.
Take a nice breath.
So we did it so many times, we've trued it, but yes.
I love that. All right, Jason, go ahead.
And to eliminate the barriers to my determination to use clearing on a daily basis.
Yes.
So again, the barriers are an intangible. What's keeping you from your determination to use clearing on a daily basis? It's the most beneficial thing you can do in your life.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And blow it out. And now?
Should we activate life force?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath. Let it come in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body. Tips of your toes, turn it around. Any negative energy that's left over, blow it into the processor / garbage can. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to use the clearing daily for all of my negative feelings and my emotions. Take a breath. Pull that positive energy right in and blow any negative energy out.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know that I can use clearing effectively all the time whenever I need it.
Take a breath. Top of your head, all the way down your body, tips of your toes, turn it around, blow it out. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know that I can use the clearing effectively every single day. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, love myself, be peaceful, have harmony in my life, and be happy right now. Take a nice breath. Pull in all of that positive energy. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. And blow out any negative energy that's left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about learning. This is back to school season. And even if you don't have kids or they're grown, most adults are always having to learn. Mm-hmm. And
actually, I love that part about my life.
You know, you're always learning new things. Even if you're retired, you're learning new things.
Exactly.
You know, and we want to talk about how that process works mm-hmm. from an energy standpoint.
Okay.
We'll be talking about styles and blocks to learning and learning disabilities and ways you can learn something new that's easy and effective.
All right. If some part of you gets the importance of the clearing for your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, the key to having a better life is using the ecosystem approach. Mm-hmm. And that's using clearing that's constant, consistent, and specific as part of your life. The way to do that is to sign up for our newsletter. We send it out every week. There's always clearings in there that are connected to the show topic of the week. Mm-hmm. And you can do this. You can start to do this right now. It's free. There's nothing. All we ask for is your name and email address. If you go to our website at www.livinglighter.org, you can go to the newsletter tab. Again, just your name and email address. On the radio tab, you can listen to our show. And find us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook.
Okay.
And go like us, because I like to be liked. Do that for me, please. But also, it'll notify you every time that we put out a post about the show coming up.
Okay, I like that. Or other things as well. So, Jason, is there anything else we want to tell our audience? By the way, next week, the show on learning is going to be amazing. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.